I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. It's hard to know which metaphor to use to describe the daily onslaught of news. Our radios, smartphones, smart speakers, televisions, laptops, and yes, newspapers bring us an avalanche of gripping headlines and sordid details. Or is it a vortex, a deluge, or a whipsaw? Perhaps it's all beginning to sound like a cliché. The reality, of course, is that so many of us are drawn in, perhaps with some reluctance, because we feel compelled to know, to be informed, and perhaps to be entertained by what may seem at times to be political and journalistic theatrics. Such is the way of our contemporary world. And like so many of us, Cindy Elder is doing her best to sort it all out.
I have this recurring dream. It's not a very exciting one. I imagine turning on the news and being totally, blissfully bored by politics. So bored, in fact, that I start to listen to other stories that affect my life, my family, my world. Full disclosure, I'm a news junkie. I come by it honestly. It started in high school when I founded an underground newspaper with my friends, back in the days of typewriters and mimeographs. I went on to work as a newspaper reporter, a news radio host, and a producer of syndicated news. One thing I learned from working in the media is that good news takes a lot more effort to report on than bad news. It's easy enough to stick a microphone in front of a crime victim. Much harder to find the hidden gems of everyday life that remind us of why we're glad to be here on this earth. I believe in good news. I know how hard it is to find it, report on it, and produce it. So why, as the simmering pot in Washington comes to a boil, is it so hard for me to turn away? Much as I long for a more dignified approach to political discourse, I find myself rubbernecking at the 16-car pileup of unprecedented actions playing out in the news. I am pulled in as the volume turns up, pounded by voices more incredulous, more outraged, more entrenched, and less likely to hear each other. Imagine a politician whose platform was, "I promise not to win every battle. I promise to seek compromise and achieve small victories. I promise to listen to people with opposing viewpoints. I will give you no salacious headlines. In short, my plan is to keep my head down, learn as much as I can about the issues, embrace the complexity of policy development, and do my job." I can hear the ratings dropping like stones. Do I really want our politicians to just do their job? Am I addicted to the daily drama of politics? Am I, as a consumer, complicit in the resulting gridlock that plagues our government? When I was a parent of small children, I learned that the most effective way to defuse a tantrum was to lower my voice. I'm ready to turn the volume down and start listening. Listening for reason. Listening for respect. Listening for decency. Listening for tolerance. Listening for good news.
Cindy Elder, a Barrington, Rhode Island resident, is an administrator with the Hassenfeld Institute for Public Leadership at Bryant University. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.